You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Why don't you introduce us to this segment? Can you explain exactly what we're talking
about?
Yeah,
I think this came about, again, because I was complaining a couple days ago about, you know, being in the grocery store line there, and the person in front of me put all their stuff on the conveyor belt, and then they didn't do the courtesy of grab the bar, okay, and then put it behind their groceries, which is to inform the person behind them, they are done placing things on the conveyor belt. It is now your turn to place your things. And, you know, you can debate that back and forth. You know, whose job is it to put the divider? I personally think it's the person in front of me. And I think Dom was giving me crap again about, you know, that is so minor. And you're letting it, like, ruin your day, ruin your shopping experience.
Yeah. I don't ever even use a divider. I've
I couldn't even. I mean, that would affect me for a week if I saw that.
Before my groceries or after my groceries.
I'm not a divider guy. I got to have a divider on there.
It's pretty obvious. There's space between. Everything's cool.
Oh, no, no, no. You got to put the divider down.
But everyone has some little peccadillo. It's some little thing that is so minor. And yet it drives you
so
crazy.
So small, but in your world, it's like a huge, huge problem. The second one for me, I do have a second one, is like if I wash my like dress shirts, you know, the button-up, long-sleeve, a nice dress shirt that you'd wear to the office. If I wash those and I'm pulling them out of the washer to hang because I drip dry those so they don't shrink or anything, and one of them's inside out... and it just annoys the hell out of me because you got to get your hand in that wet arm to like grab it and pull it out, you know, the right direction to get it hung up. It pisses me off.
You know,
straight up makes me mad. Yeah, I do
like
know how. Yeah, I know.
You can be like Dom.
Go to the dry cleaner.
I take mine to shirt laundry. I ain't got time to wash those shirts.
Somebody else can do that. Okay, fine.
Doesn't cost that much.
I know, but it still costs something, and my washer is just fine.
Plus, it gets you out of the house.
As long as they're in there the right direction before I wash them. So. Yeah, what's yours? You have to have a couple, or your wife, or somebody. You got anything?
For me, it's the silly one about the dual light switches in a room.
Right, Gretchen will intentionally
jack with me because there's one light switch that is the main one in my mind. And so it's like if it's got it's a on one wall, the light that controls the kitchen is on the wall just outside the kitchen, and it's got like four different switches on it. Mm-hmm. So I want them all to be down when they're off and up when they're on. But there's a second switch over by the garage door that also controls the kitchen light. And so, you know, you can get cattlewampus or whatever they call it.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
It's up when it's off and it's down when it's on.
It's fine, you know, but.
So I always insist that it has to be the one from the family room that turns that light
on. More.
She's like, you know, screw that. I'm not going to go all the way over there to shut that off before I go out, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Don't let it ruin
your
day.
Hers, though, I asked her, and by the way, we should point out we're opening this up right now, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. This is not merely just like pet peeves. It's more like something that you acknowledge is so minor, and yet it irks you so much.
It sets something off inside you, and it makes you just mad as hell.
I'll tell you another one for me. I don't know that it makes me mad, but it makes me unhappy. Mm-hmm. Is when it's 9 degrees outside and maybe sleet, and I see kids with their parents walking into a grocery store, and the kids are in shorts with no coat on. I just can't.
Yes.
I was like, get a coat on that kid. And they're like, no, these kids always want to go out with no. The kids don't. It's not cool to wear a coat.
When we used to do the charity marathon stuff and we'd be out at a grocery store on location and it would be like a chilly night. I'd be there with Dom. Like cold night. And Dom would make comments to people as they walked
in. There's another parent that doesn't have a coat on their kid.
Little cold out. Should probably be wearing a jacket.
Yeah, the kids would walk up to us and they'd have their arms, you know, wrapped around themselves, shivering.
Snot coming out of their nose.
And I was like, why don't you wear a coat? And they're like, no, it's not cool to wear a coat.
Oh, God, okay, comments. I was like, stop it.
Gretchen's made me laugh. I asked her about this last night. I said, we're going to be talking about the most minor, ridiculous, trivial thing that will piss you off. Mm-hmm. And hers is a traffic one. By the way, a quick note. I see stuff coming in. We will not do toilet seat lid up
yeah,
or down.
We're not doing that. The toilet
this
paper.
This is a
the
toilet
direction.
Seat
That's
free
stupid.
Zone. It has been for 20 years. It's such an old cliche.
Stupid.
We will not do toilet seat up or down. You can stop calling for that.
Yeah.
It's got to be something unique. Okay. It's got to be something unique. And here's Gretch's that I had not heard before. And I didn't know this until she told me. But she said that if she shows up at a four-way stop and the other car is there ahead of her, but waves her to go through.
Right.
She goes, that irks the crazy. She goes, there are rules. Just follow the rules.
You were there first. Go.
You got here. That's the way the rules are written. You got to the intersection first. Don't wave me through.
I am so with her on that. It's just funny that go. You're pissed because somebody's being polite.
Well, I guess she says it's not polite, though. She says it's A, it's breaking the rules of everything.
It is.
And it's in a way kind of condescending. Like, all right, honey, you go
you
ahead
go first.
First. She's like, no, jerk, you were here first. Go.
Oh, God. I've never like thought about that, but now that I am, yeah, I'm with her.
I had to laugh.
Follow
I was like,
the rules.
And that really bothers you? She goes, yeah, it bothers the crap out of me. Shouldn't even ruffle one little hair on your head, and yet it bugs you. Jeremy's talking about the little dividing bar on the grocery checkout line.
Put it down.
Said, I don't even use those. And Jess wrote in to kind of take your side. She goes, the no bar is annoying for the cashier.
Yeah.
She goes, I would purposely start scanning the next person's stuff just so the customer would say, those aren't mine.
Oh, see?
Giving That's me funny. The opportunity to say, sorry, I didn't see a divider.
Oh.
I wrote back and I said, you know, I always enjoy a nice passive-aggressive
yes,
checker.
Yes, I love that. See? Checkers hate it. Let me roll through three real quick that came in that just had me LOLing. Yolanda says, seeing kids with their shoelaces untied.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Drives her nuts. Robin says, divots in the butter. Just smoothly glide your knife across it. Don't dig. Divots in the butter.
That's hilarious because we all know exactly what they're
yes!
talking about.
And then Gigi here, which I get this one. She says, when I see the label sticking out of the T-shirt or the collar of a shirt or a jacket that's sticking up, you know, by the in the back of their neck. I must resist the urge of fixing it. It drives me insane.
Oh, that's funny. It's funny to do that to total strangers. You know, just reach over and they turn around and look at you like they're
like, hey,
know,
I can
like
see your tag.
Terrified.
Your tag
so,
was
yeah,
out.
Yeah, your tag was just out. I was just helping. Before we go to the phones, which are packed, and a quick note, we are probably not going to be able to get to every call, so don't be mad if we don't. We're going to do our best. But I have to share Bethany's because I am so with her on this. Bethany says, whenever someone quotes a movie, but gets a word incorrect.
Oh, yes.
She goes, I have to fight the urge to correct them every time.
Yes.
I'm with her on that.
Yes.
If you're going to quote a film, you really got to try to get it right.
Know the line. That's so because you look like a jerk if you correct them. So you just got to let it go.
I'll be returning.
No. No.
Here's Nicole on the phone. Good morning, Nicole.
How are you?
We're great. All right, so it's a really minor little thing, but it irks you. What is it?
The hangers. So, like, I hang my hangers up a certain way, and my husband will come and flip it. Like, he'll take his shirt off and hang it up opposite. Drives me nuts.
Hangers, huh?
Now, are you talking about hangers. The hanger, like, the hook going over versus coming back, or are you talking about shirts
yes,
facing
I like
the
it
same
to
direction?
Go over.
Over.
Both. I'm so OCD, I have to have my shirts in right side out. I have to have them facing forward. I have to have them color coordinated, and the hangers have to be over the hook, not.
I
yeah,
couldn't,
no, I'm
Nicole.
Crazy.
We couldn't be together, Nicole.
It's okay, I wouldn't want to be with you either.
She shoots. She scores.
Well played.
Time of the goal. Nicole, have a great day.
Thanks for calling
us.
You
laugh.
Too. Love you. Have a good one. Bye.
Kisses.
Oh, we love you back. Oh, awesome. Let's see what else we got going here. Here's Kelly. Kelly, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Hey.
It's a minor little thing, but it irks you. What is it?
Them stupid K-cups in the holders that you can't read them. They just turn them sideways, diagonal, willy-nilly.
Drives you nuts, huh?
Left to right. Got to read those things, even if you know what it is.
You know what drives me nuts with the K-Cup machine, the coffee maker, because we have one here in our kitchen, is if I go in to use it and I lift it back up and there's a used K-Cup in there. I feel like when you're done, you should open it up, take it out and throw it away and have it empty for the next person. Drives me insane.
Yep.
Kelly, thank you for the call. Quick from 9596. You got to put your names on your text messages. Picking up a wet sponge.
Oh, I'm with this. So
is it just like, wring it dry?
Priscilla says, when the person in the drive-thru window hands you a drink that is clearly very leaky or has the liquid all over it and their hands are wet. It's very specific. Allie said, when people put the dollar sign after the numbers.
Who does that? Paul, good morning. What is the tiny little thing that irks you?
Good morning, boys. Mine is when you get like a pair of socks and it's got that little plastic attachment piece that keeps everything together. My wife, when she takes them apart, just kind of lets it fly. Or like any new thing you get, you just kind of pop that thing and it just goes to who knows.
Oh, it's
where.
Like it's just on the carpet somewhere.
It's somewhere in the carpet. Yep. You got to feel around for it.
I will invariably be the one to step on it.
Yeah, you gotta use scissors and put those in the trash.
Paul, that's pretty good. Thank you so much for that. Here's Jenny. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
So now we're all acknowledging that these things that get to us, they're little peccadilloes, I think is the word. They're minor, and yet they bug the hell out of us. What is yours?
Mine is when my husband would take the little plastic clip off the loaf of bread and then tie a knot in the bread so tight that when I want to slice or two slices out, it takes me 15 minutes to loosen up the knot to where I can get a slice of bread. Like, that bread's going to run away if he doesn't have the knot tied as tight as it can.
Doesn't he know just how to spin it and then tuck it underneath?
Well, just that or spin it and put the clip back on. Why do you throw the clip away?
The clip's there for a reason. How funny is this? We had another Jenny
text in
with a clip issue. Jenny said, plastic-coated paper clips. They don't slide across the paper. They grip too much.
Oh, God, that's funny.
You
know those clips on bread? I want to go back for one second.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I think there's one company that makes those. They completely have the entire market to themselves.
Really?
It's this little family-owned business. I'll have to look this up. It's some family-owned business. They're the only ones who make those bread clip things. I'm not talking about the twisty ties.
Yeah, it's
but
like the
little bread clips.
It's like a square kind of.
One little family-owned company, and they just break it in. They make millions of dollars because nobody else makes those.
What?
I think that's right. I'm going to double check
that's
that.
That's funny.
We are not going to be able to get to all the calls, so don't be upset with us. Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
What's yours?
Oh, mine has nothing to do with me, and it shouldn't bug me, but it drives me insane when people drive around with expired plate tags, license plate tags.
Oh, they get you, huh?
Especially the new ones. The ones that are like, 2021, and they still haven't got it. It just drives me insane. I want to call a cop to make him go get them. It's crazy.
Well, you know, if it's like December of 2021, it's not due yet, so.
No, we're in 2022. If it expired in 2021.
Oh, I see what you're
saying.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
You need to settle down.
I know.
Just keep driving,
Kimberly. You know what's worse, though? It even happened this morning, is when my freaking kids talk over Dom and Jeremy, drive me insane. It is their turn to talk. They don't talk all morning long.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up, kids. We're trying to do some work here.
Don't call me from home. Nothing. It's Jeremy time.
What are your kids' names?
Preston, Alan, Savannah, Sadie, and Emma.
Oh, my God. No wonder.
That's a lot of talking right there. Well, no wonder you want them to shut the hell up.
I don't remember all those names, but you're all grounded. You're grounded.
That's right. And you can't make him put on a coat, Dom. You can't.
Yes, you can. You can make him put on a coat.
And they can rip it right back off.
I know.
It's not worth fighting over. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not worth having this.
It's the whole, then you'll just be cold.
That's right.
Yep.
And I'm not cranking the heat in the car because you were too lazy to put your coat on. What's happening?
Consequences. I always say life is about teaching kids consequences.
That's right. They're going to have to learn it. So you got to let it go, Dom.
Kimberly, we love you, and we don't care who knows. So,
all right. I love you guys, too.
Have a great day. Thank you for making us laugh.